It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Well, Happy New Year from the Grilling Guys. If you were listening last week, you know we took the week off. Bob got that flu that everybody had, and he's over it now, and we're back in the saddle, and we're looking forward to an exciting 2013. That's kind of hard for me to say. I think it's the first time I said that, Bob. Hey, what's cooking over there, brother?
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. And what is cooking? We've got so much stuff for the show today. I'm pretty stoked, as I told you at breakfast. You know, thanks for joining us. But Jop and I very often will have breakfast on the way into the show just to kind of kick around some last-minute ideas and talk about the week or whatever. And as I sat there going through the show plan this morning, I'm thinking, I don't think we can do it again. I always leave panicked thinking we don't have enough stuff that's going to be good. And when we're done with the show, you know, half the stuff we don't get to cover. But some of the big things we're going to definitely cover, and Jop's going to run down that. But, you know, I had a tremendous experience over Christmas vacation, and I wanted to share that with everybody. And I told you the story, and it's just heart-wrenching, but the point I want to make is that you have to stay close to your friends. There's people out there you love, and you don't tell them. You know, we're afraid. We're guys. We can't say, hey, man, I really love you, or we're better about it, but not so good,
right.
And we lose touch with people.
We do, and, you know, coming off the last two or three weeks, I don't know about you, but I had several holiday parties that I was able to go to, and I found myself time and time again after I left one of those parties, you know, when you're getting ready to go, you're a little bit geeked, and then you get there, and it's like, oh, man, I ate too much. I might have had one or two too many drinks, but when I get home and you're thinking about it, it's like, man, I'm really glad I went. Because whether you're standing out at the grill with a bunch of guys, which I did that two or three times, you know, being the grilling guy, everybody wants you to kind of come out back and you know, throw down with them a little bit and let them show you your skills, which is one of the huge benefits of this show to me, is that we get to share what other listeners and our buddies are doing on the back deck. But it's one of those things, you know, if you're like me, there's a group of people you only see really once a year. And it seems to be around the holidays, is they live away and then they come back into home, so to speak, where they grew up to get together. And I hope, as listeners out there, you guys had some of that too, because it really is a great time to reflect, a great time to learn some new recipes, a great time to yuck it up. And, you know, I hit four different breweries on a Saturday afternoon with a couple of my nephews that live out of state. You know what? My wife was a little cranked at me when I got home. I had a little buzz on. And it was 3 hours later than I should have been there.
I remember saying goodbye to you as you were headed off to those
four breweries.
And, what a good uncle you are.
Yeah, and we got home safe, and we didn't tear it up too bad, but it was one of those things where you thought it was only going to be a couple hours, and 5 hours later, you came home to that look. You guys have all had that look at the door and of disappointment, but yet I'll give my wife credit. There was understanding.
I've never had that look.
Right.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. My wife doesn't
exactly
even ever do that. Well, I guess, you know, what made me think of this is I was at Costco, and I ran into an old friend, and her name is Rachel, and she's just the sweetest thing, and her kids, beautiful kids. Well, we got to talk, and her little boy, Tate, is now like 7 or 8 years old. He was like a little ball of fat when I first met him, just a little bitty
young one
globule
after my own heart.
Yeah, and now the dude's like, you know, coming up to my shoulders or whatever. So anyway, I'm talking with Rachel and going on and on and on, and she has to tell me that her husband, Steve, passed away. I didn't know it.
Right.
Okay, and here's the point. Here's the point. Okay, this is a guy, he was my banker years ago.
Right.
This is a nice family. Steve Miller, I used to call him Steve Miller Band,
right,
just as a joke. Nicest guy in the world. And I didn't get to go and say my goodbyes, you know. So I guess I want to do it on the radio. And I know it's a grueling show and everything, but you know, this is part of life. This is what happens. So this is a guy I should have made it a point to have checked in on,
right,
over the last couple years. We drifted apart, and it's just one of those people you always say, yeah, we're going to go to dinner with them. Yeah, we're going to do this or that. But so anyway, the world is short one good man in Steve Miller.
Yeah, well, and it's fragile. And that, you know, that's just a good reminder. I had some of those conversations standing around at these parties where there's obviously somebody missing that has been there every year, year after year, and this year,
yep,
they're not because,
yep,
they passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll be 50 this year, so it's one of those things, is it's starting to happen around you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just sucks, basically, is what it does. But on the other hand, it's a great time to say, you know what, we need to do this. We that are looking at each other eye to eye need to get out and hang with our buddies, teach them to grill something, teach them to drink microbrew when they thought that it was the most terrible stuff on earth, because you're listening to a guy right now that was my way three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was the fact that I was a Labatt Blue guy, and I, you know, wrinkled my nose like crazy at microbrews. Now I did a 180, man. You know, somebody gives me a Labatt Blue, okay, it's okay beer, but it isn't really beer. You know, go to the microbrew. And I had a buddy that I'm sitting across from, Barbecue Bob, that took me down that road because he's like, you really got to try these things. And I went fighting tooth and nail, but at the end of the day, it was right. And it was only because we hung out together.
And now you're a snob.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Define that, I guess. But anyway, but my point is this, guys, is take some time to hang with your buddies. You know, ask permission from the wife if you've got to, because it's just easier when you get home. But other than that, it's been a great holiday season for me because of the people that I saw and I was able to get together with. And it sounds like the same for you, Bob.
Yep. Well, and I want to wish a Happy New Year to the Miller family, Rachel and her kids, Sydney, Olivia, and Tate.
Cool.
So, yeah, God bless you guys.
Yeah, really. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Winter is upon us, and it changes the look and the feel of the grilling season a little bit. But trust me, it doesn't shut us down by any means. So a little later in the show, we're going to give some tips and techniques on winter grilling. And coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some quicker recipes on the grill.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, and check me out on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. So hit us.
So you've been listening to Michigan Talk Network. We're The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're cooking when we get back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.